thoughts were concentrated on the blaster needs of the group.
Yeah, I guess you're right, GB. The OG-12 has seen better days.
Exactly.
Then I guess we need something as a real close stopper and some sort of machine pistol.
How about your handgun?
I'll stick with the Sig Sauer. No reason to change. 9mm ammo's all over the place. What about you? Ditch the Steyr and get an Uzi? Something like that, GB?
They got 6 of the Uzi pistols. Not the mini-Uzis. 20 rounds of 9mm. Looks about as pretty as a drowned sticky, but it'll give us instant saturation fire when we want that.
Ryan looked at the snub little blaster approvingly.
Leaves you shy a long gun. What's it to be? Big pump-action stopper?
Better.
Better, GB? Come on, give it up.
The armorer was smiling.
Come look.
He walked along the avenue of shelving, ticking off numbers from the inventory listing.
Here it is.
Damn, Smith & Wesson. The M4000. Seen them before. 12-gauge, holds 8 rounds. Pistol grip and a folding butt. What's so special about that?
Here, take a look here.
What?
In the ammo box.
What the hell?
Haven't seen these before, have you, old buddy?
Flechettes. What the fuck's a flechette?
A nail with fins. Here, I'll show you.
There were 2 different kinds of boxes of shotgun rounds, all marked 12G Flechette. Some were manufactured by Remington, and others carried the name of Winchester Olin. JB broke open a box of each, showing them to Ryan, Christy, and Dean. He tore a red Winchester round in half, picking out a number of tiny nails from the white plastic packing. Each was about 1 inch in length, very thin, with little flights at the blunt end.
Looks damned nasty.
Right. Get 20 of these little bastards in a single round.
JB offered the rounds to the other 3. The boy looked down at a pearl of blood on the ball of his thumb, where he tested one of the flechettes.
Real sharp.
How about accuracy, JB?
Christy was looking at the contents of one of the green Remington cartridges. The slender mini-arrows were packed into black granules of plastic.
Vicious.
First off, Ryan, they found, back in the days of the NAM War, that they tended to tumble when they were fired. That brought the effective accurate range to over 100 feet. By then, they'd straightened out and were lethal. Other thing is, they aren't too great in undergrowth. No penetration.
Which rounds you gonna take?
Read someplace that the Remington had better penetration and tighter grouping, so I'll take their spare ammo.
You boys go and play with your new toys. I'll join Mildred and Doc.
In fresh clothes and newly armed, Ryan, JB, and Dean went to the range to do some test firing. The range was at the farthest end of the redoubt and was obviously only the thickness of 1 wall away from the outside. It was extremely warm. The concrete was filmed with moisture and covered in a coating of iridescent lichen. There were also a number of holes at floor level, particularly in the corners of the shooting range, some of them more than 1 foot in diameter. Dean noticed them.
What are those? They look like rat holes to me, but they're double big.
Ryan bent and tried to peer into one, wrinkling his nose.
Phew, stinks seriously evil inside. I can't see anything.
The internal doors, sex steel. If they get in here, they can't get anywhere else, whatever they are.
Dean had quickly gotten used to his new possession, firing under the armorer's instruction. The range was only 40 yards long, and all of the targets had rotted years ago. But JB ripped up some old veneer boards to use, propping them against the damp sand at the far end.
Slow and easy. Sight and squeeze. Don't jerk the trigger.
At first, the boy squinted, closing his left eye as he sighted along the barrel of the weapon. He somehow managed to get most of the bullets inside a 2-foot circle.
Ha! How's that?
Good.
That brought a smile to Dean's lips.
But a country mile shy of good enough.
The smile immediately went flat.
Why?
Your father here shoots one-eyed. The gods didn't give him a choice. He's been like that since he was young, got used to it. Become a better than adequate shot, especially with a long gun.
I thought you had to close one eye.
JB shook his head.
No, certainly not with a handgun. Some think it's better with a rifle. I don't myself. Like I say, it's a matter of opinion. But with a blaster like this, you keep them both open. You got that? Then try it.
JB waited until he heard the hammer fall on an empty chamber. He then started to walk up to check the target. Ryan turned to his son.
A small point, Dean. Try and count shots so it gets to be a habit. You got an enemy in a firefight and he hears that dry click, he knows you're empty. And he comes looking for you.
Oh, yeah.
And try standing side on. You make a smaller target. While we're here, with plenty of ammo, practice a lot. You won't get a better chance.
How many men have you killed, Dad?
The boy started reloading the pistol.
Do that with your eyes shut.
What?
Reload. In the dark, on your belly, on your back. One-handed, other-handed.
Yeah.
JB was walking back with a piece of plywood in his fist.
Better. Not much more than a foot spread this time. Better.
The boy grinned at him.
But still not good enough, by a country mile.
It's not bad. But you gotta remember, this is calm and friendly, and you and me and Ryan. Warm and dry and well lit, and a target that sits there and smiles at you.
Sure.
Dean looked at his father.
You still didn't answer my question.
What?
My question.
JB took the Smith & Wesson from the boy. He worked the action a couple of times, head on one side to listen to it.
Nice. Keep it oiled, Dean. You stop looking after your weapons and you'll fill six of cold wet dirt, right?
Sure.
What was his question, Ryan?
How many?
JB turned to look at the boy, his eyes invisible behind the polished lenses of his spectacles, his sallow face curiously blank.
You want to know how many your father's chilled?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Why?
Chilling's a craft, like any other. You learn it hard. Ryan hasn't kept score of the men, the women, the children. Oh yeah, Dean, there's been plenty of kids sent off on that last train to the coast.
Ryan held his son by the shoulders and stooped to look directly into his face.
You don't count the eyes, the spilled guts, the severed fingers, the screams, the open mouths and the white lips, splintered teeth and ripped flesh. You don't count any of that. The best, the very best you can hope for, is to forget some of it.
But you do that because you have to, yeah? So doesn't that make it right?
There's no such thing as a good war, Dean. But there's sometimes such a thing as a right war. Same with chilling.
Talk's cheap and time's passing.
Let's try out the other new blasters.
Not worth bothering with your Steyr rifle.
Guess not. Need a lot more distance to try and sight it in.
How about that machine pistol, JB?
The boy's question went unanswered by the armorer, who simply cocked the snub automatic. The piece of plywood danced and bounced, almost disintegrating into shreds of white splinters.
Evil!
JB laid the empty gun down.
Not bad.
Gonna try out the scattergun?
Wasted on dirt. Want a different sort of target to test it.
At that precise moment, almost as if it had been sent special delivery, a giant, muty rat appeared in the shooting range. Ryan spotted it first, with JB a shard of a second behind. The boy didn't see it until he picked up on the men's reactions.
Holy shit!
The creature was the size of a small pig. Its body was over 2 feet long, with its reptilian tail adding another 18 inches, and it stood over a foot tall at the shoulder. Its head was broad above the eyes, narrowing to a feral muzzle, and its jaws were open, revealing a double row of yellow, needled teeth. The rodent stared unblinkingly at the intruders to its domain, its red eyes gleaming with a manic fire.
Shit.
Ryan's hand fell to the butt of the Sig Sauer, ready to blast the nightmare creature. The boy also started to level his own blaster, but both of them stopped at a word from JB.
Mine.
The stock on the Smith & Wesson M4000 was folded forward. JB kept one eye on the crouched rat while they clicked the stock back, bringing the blaster up to his shoulder. The muty rodent's powerful hind legs were flexed, ready to propel it in a leap, either for the safety of its hole or toward the trio of invaders. Nothing moved.
Go right ahead.
The claws of the rat were scratching at the stone.
Better test of the shotgun if it started to move.
JB stood braced, ready.
I'll make it move.
Dean took 3 steps forward. The ball of saliva struck the creature between its left ear and eye.
Shit!
Dean, watch out!
Its tail flicked, and the muscular hindquarters quivered. Ryan's warning would have been way too late. The giant rodent was already powering itself toward the slight figure of the boy, less than 20 feet away from it. Its mouth was open, and its bucked teeth were ready to rake and tear.
Oh, shit!
The boom of the Smith & Wesson filled the low-ceilinged bunker. Ryan's eye caught the glitter of movement as 20 miniature arrows burst from the barrel of the 12-gauge. The rat was in mid-flight when it was struck by the flechettes. The range was short for the effective use of the weapon, but the result was still totally devastating. The tiny nails hit the leaping animal in the side of the chest, every one of the 20 finding its target. The power of the impact sent the rat toppling.